WHFR Dearborn. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. What you just heard was Sick with their first single coming up called Spider Bite, and that's a self-released CD?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a title for it?
It'll be out in April, so we're not sure yet.
Okay, so still coming, but we at least have a single for right now. Again, they'll be doing a live set for us on March 13th. Well, as promised, live in the studio, we have the band The Characteristics. And I guess if they're ready to go, we're ready to go, right? All right, take it away.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, we're going live.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live in the studio, we have the Characteristics. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. What was that we just heard?
That was a medley of a song called Service Industry and a song called Gender Bender that we mushed together.
Okay. All right. Do you guys want to take a second and then introduce yourselves? Go around the room there.
Sure. I'm Marty Roy. I'm playing guitar and I'm about to sing in the next song.
I'm Nolan, I'm playing keyboard, I don't sing.
I'm Austin, and I play drums, and I'm in the band.
Well, that's a good thing. We were wondering what you were doing in the room. All right, one more time. I couldn't hear the bass player the first time.
Anna?
Let's take, try it again.
Anna? My name's Anna.
Oh, man. Okay, I think we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, my name is Anna.
Here, I'm going to try again.
Yeah, we're just trying to iron this out real quick here before we keep going.
Okay, try now.
Hello?
Yeah.
Anna? Hi, my name is Anna.
Okay, and you play bass?
I do. I play bass. Not usually, but for today I am.
Just today?
Yeah.
You're filling in for someone else?
Yep.
She was the original bass player, and she was replaced by two more bass players, and then they could not make it, so she's back.
So it took two people to replace you? You must be really good.
I hope so.
But now she's replacing them.
Ah, okay. Well, what goes around comes around.
All right, all
right. Okay. All right. What are we going to play next now?
Song's called Sunflower.
Sunflower?
Mm-hmm.
All right, take it away.
Thank you.
All right. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have the band The Characteristics. All right. How long have you guys been playing together?
I started this band 1 year ago, last January. Put out my first two EPs right at the same time. Played a show about a month later. I've been through five or six different band members since then. But we're finding a good lineup finally.
Okay, so you would be basically the leader of the band then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, you can confess.
I'm the leader.
Okay.
The leader.
It's all for you.
All right, so you got two EPs out?
We have three EPs out. I recorded them all by myself in my bedroom.
Ah, self-released? Okay.
Yep, self-released.
All right, how would somebody go about getting a hold of these if they wanted them then?
You can find them online, or you can find us at a show and talk to us. And if you're cool, we'll give you one.
Okay.
They're, yeah.
So basically you would look up, the characteristics.com or?
Characteristics.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
Facebook.com/characteristicsdetroit, or if you're on Instagram, characteristicsdetroit.
Okay, so any one of those will get you in the right direction then, huh?
Yep. Characteristicsdetroit@gmail.com if you want to talk right to us. Or 31... Oh, never mind.
Nah, you don't want to do that. Okay. All right, so let's see. Coming up next, we have King Dancer's Appreciation. Is that what it is?
King Dancer's Preparation.
Oh, Preparation. Yep. Time for me to get new glasses. Okay. All right, let's take a listen. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live in the studio, The Characteristics. Okay, folks have any upcoming live shows?
Yes, we do. Our next show is...
Help us out here, Lee.
Yeah, we have two upcoming shows here. Guys, you are playing at Logger House on Sunday, February 16, with Traits and the Dragon Kings, and then Logger House on Saturday, March 22nd.
Okay. You're going to go through that one more time, Lee?
Saturday, March 22nd at the Logger House, and then coming up also, which is in this month, January, the guys will be at, February 16th, next month, Logger House on a Sunday night, playing with Traits and the Dragon Kings.
All right. So if you guys, if anybody out there listening is into what we're playing, what you're hearing right now, rather, then that's the place to go see them. I wanted to ask you about influences. One of our sound engineers, Alan, says that he actually hears a little bit of The Cure in there. Is that correct, or?
No.
No?
I know familiar, of course, but not a big influence of mine. I have a lot of wide variety of influences. I think Robert also does. He also has a wide variety of influences that he puts into one band that might have to do with it. I don't know. A lot of different styles that The Cure takes and makes their own.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you listen to their discography over the years, I mean, there's, like you said, a lot of different influences, a lot of different sounds there, and
yeah.
Is that something that you hope to achieve as well?
Yeah, or? I'd hate to fit into one genre that already exists, you know, mm-hmm. So I just made my own up.
Okay.
It's called Suede Wave.
Suede Wave,
Suede
okay.
Suede Wave, yep.
All right. So what would be maybe a short list of certain artists that you are influenced by?
T-Rex, David Bowie,
Paul McCartney,
Beatles, Herbie Hancock,
The Gap Band,
Alexander O'Neill, Prince is a huge one for me, rock and roll, The Kinks, Michael Jackson, love Michael, Talking Heads. That's it.
Okay. Well, that's certainly a pretty good list. That's a pretty good variety of different
Nirvana.
Music. Okay.
Yep. A lot of old punk, Buzzcocks, Clash, things that I used to be into that I'm not into that still, I feel, come out in the music.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like you'll have a lot to work with when you do your future releases then.
Right.
Kelly Clarkson, oh wow. Never thought I'd hear that name on WHFR, but hey, never say never.
Another big influence of mine is D'Astro.
D'Astro?
Yep.
Okay.
Big fan of theirs.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's see what we have coming up here. It's called Holy Spirit Shuffle.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's take a listen.
We'll be right back.
Motor Live Drive at 5, WHFR 89.3 FM, the station making waves. Characteristics, live in the studio doing some tracks for you. That was called Holy Spirit Shuffle. And we got plenty more to go, another half hour here. So stick around. All righty. Now, could you tell us again, like, how do we find your music if we're interested?
You can find us, or you can find us at characteristics.bandcamp.com, facebook.com/characteristicsdetroit, Instagram at characteristicsdetroit, SoundCloud at facebook.com, soundcloud.com/characteristicsdetroit also.
So. Okay. And do you have anything in the works as far as more recordings? Or?
Yep, we're working on an EP right now, 7-inch, and after that is the album.
Okay.
Which is hopefully going to be on vinyl. So.
All right. About approximately how long do you think that'll be to get that out?
Well, it's my New Year's resolution, so.
Okay. So sometime in 2014 then?
Correct, yep.
All right, I'm going to hold you to that now. Okay. So that would be, what, a fourth EP, a 7-inch, you said?
Yep, 1 7-inch and 1 full-length.
And 1 full-length. Well, it's certainly enough to keep you busy for the rest of the year, I would say.
Right.
Definitely. I would say, are you going to be doing that on your own as far as a self-release, or are you?
Not the EP or the full-length, no.
Okay. Who are you going with?
No comment right now.
No comment? Oh, can't say? Okay, we'll let it go with that then. All right, looks like we're about halfway through our set here, and we're probably going to have to add a couple more songs at least. Would that be okay? You think you can do that?
Oh, yeah.
All righty. As of right now, though, I guess we'll just stay on schedule of what you have so far. What's next?
Next song is called Syndrome.
You're going to play Syndrome next?
Yep, Syndrome.
Okay. All right, well, let's take a listen then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Live in the studio, Characteristics, here on WHFR.FM, the station making waves. So, Marty, are you the one that writes pretty much all the songs, or how does that work?
So far, I've written all the songs, yep.
Okay, everything, all the parts, the whole enchilada?
I wrote all the songs, and then a lot of the parts were changed personally by everyone in the band.
Okay, so the drummer says, hey, I'd like to do this.
Yeah, I'm not very strict about that at all. I'd hate to take emotion out of people.
Okay.
So, yep, I record all the songs myself, and then either I show them to the band first and we learn them, or I release them on the internet first, or it's always different.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Yep. It's an interesting way to do it.
Yep.
Okay. If you could, if you want to go around the room again, what I'd like to do is have you guys reintroduce yourself,
okay,
in case somebody wasn't listening at the top of the hour. And also, I'd like for you to maybe just talk a little bit briefly about yourselves as far as, like, outside the music, like anything else that you're into or like to do or whatever.
Okay. Well, I'm Marty Roy. Play guitar and I sing. Wrote the song so far. Hoping to write a bunch of songs together as a group, because more heads are better than one, usually. Anna?
My name is Anna Slowick. I live in Detroit. I play bass. I go to college. I also really like urban farming, so I hope to stay in Detroit and play music and garden.
What are you studying in college?
I'm studying philosophy.
Philosophy, ah. Wow, that's very heady there. I've read quite a bit of philosophy. It's not easy, is it?
It can be hard. Sometimes you just don't know what anybody's talking about. But I guess that's why that's a major.
It would have to be, yeah. Need a class just to explain some of those books sometimes.
Right.
Well, that's cool. Urban farming, though, huh?
Yep. Gardening. It's up and coming. Everybody watch out. Detroit's going to grow all its own food. It's going to happen pretty soon.
It's a growing business.
Are you doing any growing now?
No, it's January, but...
Well, I meant, you know,
yeah.
When you're able.
Yeah, I have a couple of lots down on Farnsworth. It's a little community down there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm familiar. Then what do you like to grow?
Well, this year I'd like to grow flowers.
Okay.
Not just vegetables.
But
all kinds of vegetables, you know, kale and beets, all kinds of stuff.
Okay. I have to bring some in sometime. We can check it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
All right. I'm Nolan Tillis. I don't live in Detroit, and I don't play bass, and I don't go to college.
Well, then why are we talking to you then? I don't know.
22 years old, male, right-handed, blonde hair. Kind of blue eyes. I also like farming and gardening.
Okay.
And animals. I have some ducks.
You have ducks?
Yeah, I have 4 ducks.
Really? Okay, where do you live where you can have ducks?
Southfield.
Southfield? Well, okay, yeah, I guess I can see that. That would have to be the southern western part?
Yeah, like 10 and Evergreen. I don't live there anymore, actually. That's just where my ducks live.
Oh, so you left them the keys and said, you know, here, have at it.
Yeah, yeah, they're taking good care of the house.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
No wild parties while you're gone?
No, they have too many wild parties. It's nuts. That place is always trashed.
Yeah, ducks can get a little crazy, I've heard. Okay.
That's what I like.
All right, and you play?
I play keyboards.
Keyboards, okay. For our listeners, because they can't see you there.
And tambourine.
Yeah, that hurts so much.
Does it now?
Yeah. Hurts a lot.
A lot of commitment.
A lot of commitment.
Well, we appreciate your hard work.
Thank you.
And I don't have a mic. But,
the drummer? Okay.
I'm interested in philosophy. I've been drumming playing drums philosophy. Who knows? I don't know what I'm talking about. I really don't have anything to say. Besides that,
Okay. All right, we'll let you off the hook then.
I met Austin, the drummer, in middle school, and I thought I was a pretty good skateboarder, but he was so good back then, and I always looked up to Austin for that, and then I found out we both played drums, and put him in the band.
Okay. So what made you decide to do the guitar then instead of drums?
Have more of a, it's easier to write a song on guitar than drums.
I would imagine, yeah. Okay.
Makes sense. Ollie?
Yeah, as I say, how high can either one of you ollie?
He's way better, I don't know.
My ollie's probably about a good foot. Is that high? Maybe yeah. Higher. I was trying to ollie over a garbage can in November, and I almost made it, so maybe like 5 inches less than a garbage
almost.
Can.
Okay. All right.
You don't want to ollie too much. You gotta get the kick flip down, and once you get the kick flip down, you get the 180 kick flip, and then the heel flip, and then the 360 flip, and the hard flip. There's just a lot of flips.
Oh, yeah. And then there's all those things that you don't do on purpose, too, right? Yeah, you'd have an interesting conversation with my son, Neil. He would say there's no such thing as ollieing too much, or flipping either, for that matter. He'll go out with hobbling on one leg, and he'll still go out there and do it.
Yeah, I couldn't do the 900, so I just quit. Ah,
okay.
No, I actually still skate, but everyone wants a 900.
Mm-hmm. All right, what do you folks have for us next, then?
This next song is called Reflection. It was on our first EP that came out last January.
Okay. So we're going back to the beginning, then.
Yeah, going back to the beginning.
All right, let's take a look. Excuse me. Let's take a listen. Reflection.
Thank you.
All right. All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, heard every Thursdays from 4 to 6. Live in the studio, you've been listening to Characteristics. We're going to have time for one more track, but before we do that, then we have... Oh. Lee is going to tell us about a couple of live shows for the band coming up.
That's right. The next two shows we have... the first one in Marty, are you saying something?
Nope.
Oh, okay, sorry about that. February 16th, Sunday at Lager House, Characteristics. They will be playing that night with Traits and the Dragon Kings. And then back at Lager House at the end of March, and that is on Saturday, March 22nd, at Lager House with guests to be announced. And I just want to say we're briefly, myself and the band have been talking about doing a 7-inch together, and we're going to put that on a label that is owned by myself and Josh Woodcock of the Illiches, and that is called Grand Detroit Records. And we hope to have that out sometime by early to midsummer at the very latest.
Okay, sounds good. All right, we got time for one more. I overheard we're going to do the Warehouse song, is that correct?
That's correct, yep.
Okay, well, that's going to finish it up for the Motor Live at Drive. We'll see you next week. Coming up, the Radio Mystery Hour with Boston Blackie, so don't go away. All right, take it away.